Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's Payne and Pendergast.
It is not Payne and Pendergast. It is Payne, Seth Payne, 10-year NFL defensive lineman and Ivy Leaguer, which is very important because another Ivy Leaguer is sitting here as well. That's me, John Harris. I was thinking about Ivy Leaguers. We've got a few over in the building. Matt Burke is one of them, so Matt's always giving me grief when Dartmouth beats Brown like they did at the end of the year, and his soccer team is Liverpool minus Manchester City, and Liverpool beat Man City the other day, so Burke's like, I don't even know how I can talk to you because your teams are just always losing, John. I'm like, thanks, Matt. That's exactly what I needed. We got a lot of things that are happening this week. Got a lot of bowl games. Got a bowl game between USC and A&M in Las Vegas. And this little breakdown, I'll do one on my footballtakeover.com. At the bottom, they put famous alumni for both schools. And I find it fascinating. USC's famous alumni. Will Ferrell, CEO Prestige Worldwide. Neil Armstrong, fake moon landing. I'm reading what they said, not what I said. Jerry Buss, yeah. Lakers owner. Mark McGrath, Sugar Ray. Is Mark McGrath at a point where he should be listed as famous alumni at USC?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Because he does, doesn't he do entertainment news? Isn't
he might on, do that he, now, yeah.
I think he's on E! Network or something.
I think he is. George Lucas. Invented Star Trek, which I think was Star Wars, but either way. Famous Aggie alumni, Johnny Manziel, as they put here, a.k.a. Johnny 8-Ball.
that's what they put that's on here. The network that's not on the network press release.
No.
Right? That's the, okay.
Alex Caruso, a.k.a. LaBall James. That's pretty funny. Dude Perfect, a.k.a. Jeff Curry. That's good. Dan Campbell, noted caffeine addict. Billy Lucci, one Creed fan and 69th man. And the last one is Francis Turner, invented U.S. highway systems.
Wait, now what? That's on Wikipedia?
No, this is on, I don't know what this is. Somebody just posted this on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Chris Marler, okay. Bowl season continues. Here's your bowl breakdown. Facts and traditions. For USC, alumni nominated for an Oscar for 95 straight years. More Heisman winners than any school with 8. More Heisman murderers than anyone with 1. So, yeah, this is kind of a tongue-in-cheek breakdown, but
yeah,
funny
yeah.
nonetheless. So
that how have you been enjoying the everything, not just the playoffs, but the bowl season and everything else?
Bowl season last night in particular was great. The bowls have been really good. The playoff game stunk, and I was a little mad that our game was Saturday because I was going to miss basically the entire playoffs. But it's fine. I'm glad they did the games on campus. They had great energy. It just weren't great games. And I know there's a lot of talk about, well, SMU should have been in Indiana, all that kind of stuff. Here's what I would say to these people, and I say this a lot. Oh, Alabama should have gotten in. Why? They're the best team. Why? Well, because it's Alabama. Well, no, Alabama's got more talent that will go to the NFL. They're more talented than SMU. But a team implies that you play well throughout the year, double-digit wins, and you don't have some of the losses Alabama had. So is Alabama better if you could put Alabama on a neutral field with SMU? Is Alabama better? Probably. But the talent has to play well, and I don't think at Alabama the talent played well this year. I didn't think Alabama deserved to be in the 12, but you know SMU Indiana didn't make that case for themselves either. So I don't know. Eventually it will. Eventually it'll even out. Eventually there'll be 12 teams that are on par with one another. I'm excited about this round of games in the playoffs, Seth. I think Texas beats up ASU. I think that I think Boise State with Genty is going to be fun. Against Penn State, that'll be a fun Fiesta Bowl. And I think the Rose Bowl is going to be the best game that we've seen in Oregon and Ohio State. That's going to be fantastic.
You know what I'd like to – you know what would be interesting is I don't know how this could play out in college football because it's way more political and everything, but like the NCAA wrestling tournament to get invited to the – or to make it to the national championship, they just flat out – I don't know how they determine the strength of the conferences, but it's already preset based on like how that conference has done
right.
previously, like how many guys they have who are All-Americans or whatever. So – the conference gets a certain number of
bids and
wrestlers at each weight class that go.
Okay.
So, like the big, I don't know, like the Big Ten might they're the guys who finish in the top three of the Big Ten tournament mm-hmm. go to the national championship or to the national tournament. Whereas, yeah. like the winner of the Ivy League, like you only get the winner, yeah. like the winner right. at each weight class.
Yeah, like NCAA goes, basketball tournament, you get a one yeah. bid league, you're a three bid league. All
like,
yeah.
So exactly. like, I mean, it just people would get too pissy about it, but there's part of it that makes sense. Where like, all right, mm-hmm. yeah, let's just call it what it is and say the you know the yeah the SEC gets the top three teams are gonna go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Some of the lesser conferences. You know, only go one. So that it would be, we will never stop arguing about how to do it. But that part of it appeals to me just because it takes all the human part out of it.
Right.
Like, you know, it takes out the playoff committee and everything else like that. And it's just like, it's set. There's a path to get into the national championship playoffs. And that's how it's going to be.
And one of the things the committee ends up getting in trouble with is they do rankings every single week over the last half of the year. So all of a sudden they have rankings where Indiana's 9 and they don't yeah. play on championship weekend. So they've been 9 all along. So all of a sudden at the end of the year, you're going to make that declaration of, well, no, Indiana's not in the top 12. Well, wait a second. You had them 9 the entire year when you were doing these rankings. So
yeah.
there's something inherently different about that. I don't know if they need to bring back like a BCS style formula and then rank them that way. I think the other thing I would do, and I want them, if they're going to play championship, and I think championship, being a champion of a conference is a big deal, but I don't know that you can have a situation where Texas is runner-up in the SEC, and it's like a two-touchdown favorite against a team that got a bye. Like,
yeah.
that shouldn't happen. That there's something inherently wrong with that, but I love the on-campus thing. I wish they would do it for two rounds. Because I'd like to give the teams that get a bye the opportunity to play at home. Because I think the energy was fantastic for these games. Even though the game sucked, there was an energy. We watched the Indiana-Notre Dame game. We were at a Yard House, a restaurant in Kansas City. And you could just feel like there's no – we didn't have any of the sound. We're just watching it. We're like, man, you just could feel the energy of that game. Either it was a blowout, not a great game. So I wish they would let the second round go on campus as well, but then you're fighting the bowls, and I don't know, the bowls are
I get in trouble at the Yard House, man.
There's you do?
Too much. I go to any place that's got like when they've got like so many different beers on tap.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I am a sucker for it because I want to sample everything. Oh, if I'm in a place where I can get a flight of beers,
yes.
and you're like, oh, this is just a tiny little glass of beer. Certainly, I can have 29 of these that's in 10 right. minutes, and it'll be no big deal. Like the flying saucer, I'm like that too. You somehow feel sophisticated because of it. You're like, yeah. oh yes, I can taste the oakiness of the barrel in this one. Sure.
That's right.
Yeah,
and then like
totally.
You said, after 29 of them, at least
I haven't been able to feel my face since 5 p.m. But sure, yeah, I'm a connoisseur.
We're not a big drinking crowd when we go on the road. Mark and I in particular,
imagine, yeah.
but you know, some of the other guys will imbibe. Not a flight. They won't do that. But they might get some fancy drink or something like that. But it was good. It was a good Yard House. It was packed because Justin Timberlake was apparently playing across the street at some concert hall or whatever. So people were all excited. They got their Yard House and then went over to watch Justin Timberlake. And all we wanted to do was watch Indiana Notre Dame. So we were a little bit out of place for that one. But going to Nashville, man, we got a lot of stuff going on. I mentioned A&M, USC. That I think is tomorrow. Got Baylor LSU Kindersh Texas Bowl. I'll be calling that one with Brett Dolan on Sports Radio 610. Looking forward to that. That's going to be a hell of a football game. Really looking forward to that. That will be New Year's Eve day at 2:30, which I thought I broke the news to my wife about that, Seth, but apparently I had not. So when I informed her last night that I was doing that, that was met with some silence and some stares.
Get her something nice with your check.
I know. I'm definitely going to have to do that.